I'm meeting too many million-dollar salon owners who are not profitable. The old financial model for salons, I really think it's breaking. We can't go on anymore. We can't pay our people less. We can't pay the rent less. We can't buy less colour product and less skin product. So the margin that gets squished is profit. Your best people don't leave you because they hate you. No, it's actually not the case. They leave you because... Salon CEOs, have you felt it? Do you know that stylists and therapists, they're going out on their own. They're going solo, or they're going into salon suites, or they're actually leaving the industry. And those hybrid models, they're starting to pop up everywhere and doing the rental model. Like, it's starting to look tempting because you're busy, but you're not building wealth. So I believe the industry isn't collapsing. It's not that the industry is falling apart. It's that it's maturing. Like, it's evolving. And mature industries, if you look at around other industries in the world, like, they just require better systems, better infrastructure, and we just can't afford to wing it anymore. And over the next few years, you'll either upgrade your operating system in your salon, or you'll slowly get left behind. So today I want to walk you through, like, why the old financial model, it's breaking for our industry, and why your best people are outgrowing you, and the three shifts that every salon owner must take, and the exact systems we're building inside of Salon Mastery to future-proof salons. And the exact systems that we're building to future-proof the industry. Because you cannot run a 2026 salon on a 2010 operating system. So my first question is, are you still the system inside of your business? Now, if you think about it, we have 429 different apps. Like, AI is everywhere. And I don't know about you, but like, many people are trying all the different AI tools. ChatGPT, of course, can be our best friend. Tools that have automations, and that leaves us with everything being everywhere. Like, nothing is integrated. I've got my social media platforms, I've got my booking software, I've got my profitable software that's doing my accounts, and then I've got something else to do the marketing, I've got my website, and then I've got Asana to do my tasks, I've got Slack to talk to my team, and everything's everywhere. I've got my next pay rise to do career pathways. I've got my salon CEO. And before you know it, you've got all the tools and nothing is integrated, which actually just means that you are still the system. Like, you're holding the numbers and how they connect to performance conversations and how that relates to the team culture and the career pathways that you're building and your financial model and your profit and loss. And, you know, what the marketing message is and what's happening on Instagram versus Facebook and what's the paid, you know, what's my SEO versus, like, that is not scalable and that is certainly not freedom, because on top of all of that, you've got to do your one-on-one meetings and your team performance and your systems and processes, and I've got to serve the clients and I've got to recruit somebody else. And where does that live? Probably on a piece of paper in a drawer somewhere. I've got my laptop back at home and got my paper at the salon. Like, let's not dress that up. That is burnout waiting to happen, and no wonder we've got no time for leadership, which is exactly why we built the Freedom Frameworks. And this time next week, we'll be doing our two-day intensive, because systems and processes, I believe so strongly, are the one thing that's going to set you free from all of the noise, and you can't grow without structure. And you cannot step back from doing all of the things, being on the floor and recruiting and doing the accounts and all the things, without some frameworks. And the Freedom Frameworks is about building the backbone. Like, what are the roles in your business? You can't be the central person anymore. What is your communication rhythm? How do you make decisions? What's that structure? What are your financial decision-making, visibility around numbers? What are the career pathways? Like, we need to not do more things. We do need structure, which is the scaffolding to hold all of those pieces together. Because unless we have some freedom frameworks, structure, process, and one source of truth, our brain has to hold on to everything. And that's why we wake up at 3 a.m, like with all of the things swirling around our head. Now, I want to talk about losing our best team members and going solo or leaving the industry or going into a hybrid salon because they're looking for more. Your best people don't leave you because they hate you. No, it's actually not the case. They leave you because they outgrow you. Like if they can't see a future with you and they look into the future, their goals, their aspirations, I want to have a baby, a house, a trip, and a car. And if they look in, at the future in through the lens of your business and they can't see achieving that, they're going to leave. They'll leave you if they can't see future. And so they need a pathway to earn a decent amount of money. And I think 100K is a great goal for a stylist or a therapist in 2026. Like they need to see that's possible. And to achieve that, you need a development plan. What are the exact steps? Step by step, a pathway to success. Not just winging it and hopefully I'll get there if I get my shit together, but like, actually, I have the pathway for you to achieve this. And that gives you leadership growth and leadership structure and some kind of commercial understanding about how that plays into your business right now. Because if you don't build it for them, they'll build it themselves. And that's why we focus so heavily on creating 100K stylists and therapists through a program called My Next Pay Rise. Not through more pressure or more work or more hours or more hustling or more cracking the whip, but we want to give our team something that creates a clear pathway for earning. Like it's step by step. I know when I'm going to earn more and I know exactly what to do to get there. And so that those growth milestones, they need to be transparent. Not just like don't tell Jemima what I'm earning and Sarah is earning something else and not paying people more because we like them better, but transparent growth milestones. And then a really clear skill development plan that aligns with that. So if you do the skills, then you get the development and then you get the behavior change and then you get the pay rise. So skills development, we need commercial savvy education. Like we need our team to be commercially savvy. It's great for them to do good service, care about their clients, you know, all of those things are great, but unless they're commercially savvy, they're never going to make it and develop a career that's going to pay them well. So they need a visible future. And so that ties into your internal structures around your one-on-one development plans. How do you meet them? When do you meet them? How often? What do you say in those meetings? What workshops do you need to run to, you know, train the group, training plans, and clear performance tracking. So we don't just employ people and create jobs, that you actually build a talent development engine. That's what we call it anyway, talent development engine. And that's where the workforce shift begins. Because I believe the industry is not collapsing, it's maturing. And a mature industry requires a really clear operating system that runs the business. Because unless you have an operating system that runs the business, you are the system and your brain runs the system. And that means your brain needs to be on all of the time. And so instead, we want to take that commercial intelligence, like what is it that makes your business commercially viable? We want to have to be able to engineer profit and have a good profit margin. You need a system for that. You need development pathways and pay pathways for your team. And all of that really needs to be held in one source of truth. Which, because if you don't have an external source of truth, it is your brain that is the one source of truth. And I don't know about you, but you know, I can set a system or give an answer to Anna one day, and somebody asks me the same question in a slightly different way on the next day, and I'll give a different answer. So unless I can hold myself accountable to the systems and processes that I've made, like I need that to not be lodged in my brain because my brain's busy; it's holding a lot. So we want that one source of truth to be an extension of your brain, but not to be your brain. Which really brings me to the CEO shift. Because one, you can't afford to be the best stylist or best therapist anymore. Like that's not how you're going to grow and scale your business. You need to be the architect of best practice for stylists and therapists. And that shift means stop being the system, be the one that builds the system or architects the system or creates the system. Like you want to create a system that's truly yours, feels good, it's authentic, but it's not just inside of you. People can't read your brain, funnily enough. So that's where my salon CEO comes in. Now you think about it, if the booking software like Forest or Katoomba or Timely or whichever one that you're using, if that runs the front of your salon, you think about it, it runs all of the things. It does the bookings, the confirmations, the column, the roster, all of that functional stuff. Like it runs daily operations out the front. My salon CEO runs the back. It becomes your one source of truth where you can park everything that it needs to be the way that it is. It's your performance dashboard. It's your meeting structure. It's your growth tracking system. And it's your commercially viability tool. You know, it replaces your brain, no longer needing to rely on memory. Because I don't know about you, like, my memory is not good. And certainly we don't want to be relying on emotion. Like, whatever comes out of your mouth depends on how you're feeling today. Or even guesswork, like, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping that it sticks. Like, we've got to at some point get out of recreating the wheel all of the time and just do the things that work. And that means you can operate with real clarity because you've worked it out the way that it's going to be, and then you just lay it down and run that on repeat. Probably sounds boring, but the most boring businesses are the most profitable. Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. Very soon, my salon CEO will be available outside of Salon Mastery as a standalone operating systems for salons who are ready to upgrade, because you need one source of truth, because you're in the inside of your head cannot scale. And stylists and therapists, they just don't want a job in 2026. They want a career. And if you don't provide a pathway, they're going to create one for themselves. The future of salons is built on what I call a talent development engine. And the engine includes things like my next pay rise, when and how do I earn more, a clear pathway to earning 100K, a development plan that's systematic and structured but personally designed per person because everyone's at a different development plan. What is the meeting rhythm? We talked about that a couple of podcasts ago. What are the five meetings that rule them all? Well, there's a bunch of other meetings, but those are the five fundamentals. And what is that rhythm? How often do I do it? How do I be consistent? And it's probably more often than you think if you really want to upgrade your, you know, salon growth momentum. Training workshops, who runs them? How often? What is the commercial savviness education? Like, how do you help your team become commercially savvy? And a real clear leadership plan to lead your people through those pathways. And really, it's all tied into earning capacity. And it shouldn't only be about the dollars. Like, doing the math on the dollars is really easy to work out what to pay for somebody. But when you have to bring in more intangibles, then, you know, how do we tie that to earning capacity? Because you don't want people who can earn really well but are actually terrible at one or two skills in particular. Because I think, you know, development without being connected to earning opportunity, it's just training and it's not taking them anywhere. They can still run out of future. But when development is tied to income, it creates ambition, momentum, and ultimately loyalty. We don't want to just train better stylists and therapists. We want to build commercially savvy professionals who actually have a reason to stay. The old financial model for salons, I really think it's breaking. We can't go on anymore. And this whole idea of a 50-50 split, like, it's prevalent still in the northern hemispheres. And thankfully, in the southern hemisphere, we don't have that problem. But how we do wages is way too high across the whole world. Because by the time we have front of house, apprentices, back-end staff, front-end staff, like, majority of businesses still have a wage percentage over 50%. And with rising rents still arising, costs are still rising, we start to run out of margin. Like, we can't pay our people less. We can't pay the rent less. We can't buy less color product and less skin product. So the margin that gets squished is profit. And that just means that we're super busy, but we're broke. And I'm meeting too many million-dollar salon owners who are not profitable. They're getting by, or they're at break even, or they're paying themselves, but not profitable. And so I really think we need a new model, and it requires being really intentional about engineering margin, profit margin. And that means that we need to be smart and savvy about the strategies that we run inside of our business in a different way. Curated client pathways. Like, typically our client comes because they pick up the phone or they go online and they book a call. With who? With anybody who's available. And we're driven by availability rather than experience or premium service experience and pricing to align with that. We call it the lean and lux model. And it is about a luxury positioning, but still running a lean business, lean team. So we're prioritizing profit. And so we need a clear service framework or architecture, premium experiences, and a super smart team structure to align with that. And I just think the way that we've done it for years and years, it's broken. It's not going to continue to work as the industry matures. So we need to be commercially savvy, but we also need our teams to be commercially savvy as well. And that's why inside of my Salon CEO, we've built the Salon Hub. And that's where you can build your own salon playbook. And it's a system, it's a structure to hold how we do things, how we train here, how we serve clients, how we operate as a team. So that it is the system, the hub becomes the system, not your brain. Because you can't answer 24 questions, you know, every hour about can I, should I, would I, could I. So your systems and your processes and what's living in your brain right now, those frameworks need to live in SOPs. Or systems and processes, operating procedures. And how do we make decisions? How do we keep those structures alive? Well, it shouldn't be because they come and ask you. It should be because they have access in the hands of the team. The team have access to the systems and processes that you have created. And we call it the Salon Hub, and each hub has playbooks on how to run the business, how to do the business. So instead of reinventing the wheel all of the time, you just put the tool in the hands of the team, put the playbook in the team and say, this is how you do it. This is exactly how you win, and this is exactly how you grow quickly, effectively. This is how you move from chaos, overwhelm, too many things, too much business, to being engineered for profitability and simple systems. I really believe that those three shifts, the CEO shift, the workforce shift, and the commercial shift, they're all going to get us through from 2026 into 2030 and are all supported by my Salon CEO because it is the operating system for salons. And those freedom frameworks, they are the backbone of your salon. And if the booking software runs the front of your salon, my Salon CEO runs the back of your business. The Salon Hub holds the playbooks to run your business. My Next Pay Rise builds 100K careers, and the Talent Development Engine structures the growth so they can actually achieve those outside of just the dollars. And the Profitable Salon, that helps you understand your business margins so you can make good, smart business decisions, because the numbers will always tell you what to do. It's not theory, it's proven. And this is the infrastructure for a future-proofed salon. So I want you to ask yourself now, are you still the system in your business? And do your best people actually have a future with you? Is your profit margin engineered on purpose by design? And are you building careers or are you just filling chairs? Because the industry has matured and the only question is, have you? So if you already have a team and you're sitting around the 500K a year, that's around 10K a week, somewhere between 500 to a mil, that's between 10 and 19K, or maybe you're already $1 million plus. But if you're busy and you know that you're not building true wealth, and it's time for you to make a shift, it's time for you to make the CEO shift, then my invitation to you is to book a call with me. And inside of Salon Mastery, or maybe the boardroom if you're $1 million plus, we'll help you install an operating system into your business, build your talent development engine, engineer a profit margin through the profitable salon, and actually create a team, stylists or therapists, who can earn 100K so you can truly step into your leadership role. And so if Salon Mastery isn't right for you right now, then we'll just guide you towards My Next Pay Rise or the Salon Hub or the 100K Accelerator and get you ready for My Salon CEO. So you don't need a hustle anymore. You just need a better system. And just book a call. You'll find the link to book a call in the show notes of this episode, on the website, in Instagram, in the Facebook group, in an email. Like, it's in all the places. And let's build your future properly together. Ciao for now.